Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now looking at the second half of the fourth Mishnah in Perek Dalad in Masachet Kitin, found on Daf Mem Amud Bet. And over the course of this podcast, we will also cover the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah He, a well-known Mishnah that we've seen several times. Eved Shasa'ora Bo Apotiki La'acherim V'shichrero. Unclear who are the players here. We have a machlok between Rav and Ula to that effect, but for right now we'll just read it ambiguously. If a master made his slave into an apotiki, hupotiki, which is a Greek word, which means that this is assigned for collection. In other words, he borrowed money and he assigned the eved to be the source of collection for the debt, and then v'shichero, so he liberated him. Who liberated him? Unclear. Shurat adin ein ha'eved chayav klum. As far as the proper law goes, the slave is free. Elam ne tikkun ha'olam, and we'll see what the tikkun ha'olam is, kofinet rabov oser oto ben chorin. They force the master, which master, to free him, v'chotev shtar al damav, and he, unclear who he is, writes a shtar for his value, the value meaning of the slave. He doesn't write it, rather the liberator writes it. Right? Okay, now, Eved Shasa'ora Bo Apotiki V'Shichero, that's the Mishnah. Mishichero, that's the question. Who freed him? So Amar Rav, Rav has the following approach. Rabo Rishon, the original master freed him. In other words, he assigned him as an apotiki, and then he freed him. A guy came to collect. There's no Eved to take. Shurat Adin Eina Eved Chayav Klum L'Rabo Sheni. Properly speaking, the Eved owes nothing to the second guy. Kedirava, based on the principle that Rava later enunciated, Da'amar Rava, Hekdesh Chometz V'Shikr Mafkin Midei Shibud. Famous line, that Hekdesh, meaning if you're Maktish something, or Chometz, something that has a particular status, and then it is Chometz, and it becomes the sixth hour, the seventh hour on Yudalad B'Nisan, or Shichur, your Meshachur, something, Mafkin Midei Shibud, meaning any of those things that were prior, were under Shibud, the achievement of that status, Hekdesh and Shichur, at any time, Chometz, on the seventh hour of the 14th of Nisan, liberates them from the Shibud. Right, so therefore, this Eved, who was under Shibud to the second fellow for collection, has been liberated via the Shichur. Elam netikun haolam, but to repair the potential social fissure which would happen, Shema yimtza enu bashuk v'yomarlo avdiata, perhaps the second guy will find the slave in the market years later and say, "Ah, you're really my slave." And as Rashi points out, that's going to then stigmatize, because this fellow became free. He married a Jewish woman, had kids, had a family, and he's going to be stigmatized to prevent that. Kofinet rabo sheni vosota ben chorin. We force the second guy, meaning the lender, to write a shtar shichur to liberate the slave. Chotev eved shtar al damav. And the eved then writes a shtar that he owes this amount of money as a regular debt to rabo sheni, the amount of the original loan. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eina Eved Kotev, Elam Shacharer Kotev. He says the slave doesn't have to write that debt. The original guy, the Rabbi Rishon, has to write that he owes that amount of money. Now, B'mai Kami Palgi, so therefore, what's the machloket between Chachamim and Shimon Gamliel? B'mazik Shibudo Shacharer Kami Palgi. Their disagreement is about what happens when a person damages a Shibud of another, meaning something that right now is in the property in the domain of A, but it's set aside for payment to B, and you come and damage it while in A's property. Do you owe B money or not? Alright? The Mar Sara Chayav, Umar Sara Patur. Shmuel Gamliel says, you are Chayav, and therefore you who liberated him, you're Chayav, and Chacham say he's Patur, and therefore, really, there's no problem. But Mintikun Olam, the Eved writes such a star. In Marnami, and we have a parallel statement, Hamazik Shibudo Shachaveiro, Banal Machlokim, and Shmuel Gamliel, Virabonan. If you're Mazik, the Shibud of another person, then that brings us to a Machlokim, Shmuel Gamliel, Rabbanan, which is our Machloket here. Now, that's Rav. Ula Amar, Mishichro, who liberated him, Rabo Sheni, the lender, liberated him. The Gwana is going to collect the money. Shurata dina ein eved chayav klum b'mitzvot. Ein eved chayav klum means not that he doesn't owe any money. Really, the eved isn't free. He's not chayav to do mitzvot because he's still an eved, because the guy who freed him wasn't his master. Elam, ne tikkun ha'olam. What's the tikkun ha'olam? Shari yatsa alav shem ben chorin. Everybody knows him to be a free guy. And therefore, if he continues to not observe mitzvot and be with a shivcha kranit, therefore people are going to say bad things about him. Kofinet rabo rishon vosel to ben chorin. We force the original master to properly free him. V'chotev shtar al damav. And then he has to write a shtar for the surplus above the value of the eved. He has to write that as a shtar to the second guy. Shem Gamliel Omer Eino Kotev Elam Meshachrer Kotev. He says, no, he doesn't have to write it. The Meshachrer, meaning the second guy who liberated him, that's what he has to write above the value of the debt, because the debt he doesn't owe anybody. That was a debt that was coming to him. But the amount beyond that, after all, he freed this slave, and he forced the first guy's hand, based on our tikkun olam, to free him. So let's say the eved was worth $1,000 and the debt was $500. $600. The debt was $600. So $600 was really coming to the second guy. But the other $400 wasn't. So he now deprived the first guy of $400. He has to write $400 over to him. But my kami palgi, what is their disagreement about? If that's the case, according to Ula's read, behezek shenoni karmi kami palgi. They're disagreeing about intangible or unseeable nezek. Mar savar shmei hezek, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that really is nezek, and therefore when the second guy freed the first guy, you don't see the damage, but nonetheless he caused $400 worth of damage in the numbers that we played with to the first guy. He has to pay for that. Umar savar shmei hezek, umar savar lo shmei hezek. Chachamim say it's not. Now Ula mai tamal omar karav. How come Ula and Rav disagreed here in interpreting the Mishnah? So Amalacha, Ula said sheni rabo karitle. It says shichro rabo, and according to Rav, it's the second guy who liberated him. How can you call the second guy rabo? For Rav my tamalo markula, and Rav, why didn't he say like Ula? Why didn't he interpret like Ula? He has the same problem in verse. Amar lacha sheni meshachra karit le. Can you call the second guy the meshachrer? In the Mishnah, the way that it reads is. Kofinet rabo. So now Ula says that can't be the second guy. That's got to be the first guy. The second guy's not rabo. But according to Rav, he's got a different problem. As shichrero, how can you say the second guy liberated him? The second guy doesn't even own him. So either way, the language is a little bit tenuous, and each one sides in one direction or the other. Itmar. Now we have a brayta that supports. It's ha'osa sadeo apotiki l'acherim u'shtafan ahar. It's not really a brayta, it's a memra. If somebody makes a field an apotiki for collection, and it gets wiped out, a river comes and washes the whole thing away. It's worth nothing. Ami shapir noya. His name was Ami, the attractive one. Am Rav Yochanan, he quoted Rav Yochanan saying, eino gove mishar nechosim. You can't collect from any other property. That's it, you lose. Ve'avua, the Shmuel Amar in Bavel, Shmuel's father said, "Gover mishar nechasim, you may collect from others." Rachamay Yitzchak, Mishum da Ami Shapir Noyahu, just because Ami is good looking, Omer Shmaiter lo Shapir, and he still says things that aren't good looking, that aren't attractive. Tetar game Shmate, so now we'll explain what he said. Da Amar le lo yelacha piraon elamizu. If the guy says, you cannot collect from anything but this field, then indeed, if it gets washed away, too bad. We have a brayta now that supports that. It says, if you make your field an apotiki for a collection and it gets washed away, then he can collect from other things. But if he says you can only collect from here, and the guy agrees, then he can't collect from anything else, because it's almost as if that field was given to him and now it's destroyed. Tanya Idach, we have another brayta that says, "Ha'oses adeo tepotiki lebalchov lechtubat isha." Let's say he made his field assigned for collection for balchov or for ktuba, govim ishar nechasim. They can collect from other stuff. The potiki doesn't restrict them. So we have to assume that this is a case where he did not say lo yelacha piron elamizu. Shimon Gamliel omer balchov govem ishar nechasim isha ino govam ishar nechasim. He puts a twist on it and says that a balchov can go and collect from others. A woman cannot. Why? She'ein darkah shel isha lechazer al batei dinin. It's not appropriate. Are we not going to assume that the woman's going to come to the Beit Din and start shuffling through the papers and seeing which things they're collecting? she's going to collect only from that field. But that's, of course, assuming the field is still there. If the field is wiped out, she could certainly collect from another. But she's not going to start getting involved in seeing which field she wants to collect from if one was already assigned to her. Okay, good. Now, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Hay, is something that we've seen several times. We've seen it in Chagiga, and now we'll see it later in Babatra. Misha Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin. You have a half Eved, half Ben Chorin. A classic example is a fat man dies leaving an Eved to his children. Two sons inherit the Eved. One frees him, the other doesn't. He's a half Eved, half Ben Chorin. Oveder Rabo Yomechad Betatzmo Yomechad. So, Divir Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel say, he works, let's say, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday for himself, and Monday, Wednesday, Friday for his master who owns half of him, meaning his wages. So you fix things for his master, so financially everything's fine, but you haven't taken care of this guy. He can't marry a shifcha, because he's half free. He can't marry a regular Jewish girl, because he's a half eved. Yibatel, what, he's supposed to not have kids? The world is created to be populated. Right, that the world is created in order to be populated. We have to let this guy have a family. Here's another tikkun ha'olam. We force the guy who owns half of him to free him. And the Eved then has to write a shtar that he owes half of his money to the guy. And then Beit Hillel ended up agreeing with Beit Shammai that we do force him to free him, but he's owed the money. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Hameshachrer chatzi avdo. Let's say that you do, not the case that we had in the Mishnah that I portrayed of having two owners, or one liberates him, but one guy has a slave and he frees half his slave. Rebbe Omer Kana, Rebbe says it works. Chacham Rami Lo Kana, Chacham say it doesn't work, meaning you try to liberate half a slave, he's still all slave. You can't do it. That's the statement. Now, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Machloket Bishtar. The Machloket between Rebbe and Chacham is only if you try to do this liberating of half a slave with a shtar. The Rebbe Savar, because Rebbe holds as follows, V'hafte lo niftata, o chufsha lo nitana, the pasuk that we already saw in the previous podcast of the Shifcha Harufa. If she was not redeemed, and she was not given freedom. What are those two things? Makish shtar lekesef. Hafte lo niftata, redeemed, that's money. Chufsha lo nitana is shtar. So shtar and kesef are aligned with each other. Ma kesef ben kulo ben chetzio, just like with money, you can redeem half a slave, or part of a slave, or the whole slave. Afshtar nami ben kulo ben chetzio. And we'll see later on that according to Rebbe at least, according to Rabbi, everybody agrees that with kesef you can redeem part. So Rebbe then says, I've got a hekesh of kesef to shtar, and therefore just like with kesef, I can do part, shtar I can do part. Rabbanan gamri la la me'isha. They say we have our famous gzereshav of la la, and that's pasuk 2 and 3 on the page. Chufsha lo nitan la, and v'chatav la sefer kritut. And therefore it equates the freedom of a shifcha with the freedom of with the divorce. Ma'isha chetzi lo, just like you can't divorce half a woman. Af evinami chetzi lo. So you cannot divorce via shtar, half, separate from, liberate half of an eved. Aval bekesef, divra kol kana, but Rabbah says that if the, somebody bought out half the eved, that would certainly work. Why? Pduya ve'ena pduya. Because then she's hafte lo niftata. She's sort of redeemed. In other words, she's part redeemed, part not redeemed. Now, lema bahakimi palgi. So perhaps the machloket, according to Rabbah, the machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim is, demar savar hekesh adifa, umar savar gzereshav adifa. Question is whether I prefer the hekesh of shtar to kesef, or I prefer the gzereshava of shtar to get. Lo, the kuliyam of gzereshav adifa. Everybody agrees that gzereshava in general is more powerful than hekesh. V'shani hacha de'ikal mifrach, but this gzereshava is problematic. Why? Because you could challenge it. Mali isha shkein ena yotza bekesef. After all, a woman cannot get divorced via kesef. Tomar be'evet sheyotze bekesef. As far as an evet goes free with kesef. And if that's the case, then your gzera shav of saying, just like bishtar, you can't divorce half a woman, similarly, you can't liberate half an evet, doesn't really hold. Okay, that's Rabbah. Now, Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef reads it diametrically opposite. Machloket bekesef. The machloket Rebbe Nechachamim is if you accept money for half the Eved and liberate half the Eved. The Rebbe Savar Avdelo Niftata, the pasuk that says she is redeemed and not redeemed, meaning it's Ptuya Venam Ptuya. She's sort of redeemed. In other words, redemption, which is money, can be part way. Rabbanan Savri Dibra Torah Kol Shomei Adam. The Rabbanan here appropriate Rabbi Shmuel's famous adage that the Torah is just speaking in the normal way. Hafdei lo niftata doesn't mean sort of redeemed. It just means she indeed wasn't redeemed. Aval b'shtar divra kol lo kanah. But with a shtar, for sure, certainly you cannot liberate half. Now, meitave, is that really true? Hamashachar chatzi avdo b'shtar. If you liberate half of your slave, b'shtar Rabbi Yomer kanah, chomim lo kanah. So, Rebbe clearly says kana, and Chum says no, which means the machloket is clearly about shtar. Alright, tiyufta to Rabbi Yosef. Tiyufta. So Rabbi Yosef has been rejected. Now, let's try this. Bishtar hu to pliga, v'kesef flow pliga. The fact that machloket that we explicitly saw there was about shtar might indicate that they don't disagree about kesef. Lema te'ave tiyufta to Rabbi Yosef petarti. So perhaps Rabbi Yosef is now refuted twice. Both about his claim that they all agree that bishtar it doesn't work, and also his claim that the machlokas about kesef. Amar lachar Yosef, Rav Yosef could answer as follows: pligi bishtar v'uadin bekesef, that their machloket is really about both. So he's backtracking. He would have to backtrack halfway. He cannot say that they agree that shtar doesn't work because explicitly Rabbi says it does. So you have to backtrack and say they disagree about both. Parallel machloket. So why did they pick the shtar to disagree about explicitly? To show you how far Rebbe will go, that even in a shtar he'll allow half redemption. So why don't they disagree about kesef? To show you how far the Rabbanan will go, that even there they won't allow a half redemption. Because we prefer to show how far the extension and the more lenient position, which allows him to go free, will be Toshma v'hafdei. So the pasuk says v'hafdei lo niftata, and we're going to read it now precisely, not loosely. V'hafdei yachol akol. I might think that if she's redeemed for everything, meaning she can marry a regular guy. Tamun lomar lo niftata. Therefore, it says she wasn't redeemed. See, lo niftata yachol akol. I might think she's a pure shifcha kananit. And therefore, if somebody else has bia with her besides the Eved Ivri who was assigned to her, that's the context of the pasuk, that he's not chayiv anything, there's no niyuf whatsoever. Tamalomar v'afdei, therefore it says v'afdei. Hafdei lo niftata creates attention. Haketzad, p'tuya ve'ena p'tuya b'kesef. The way we understand it is that you could be part redeemed b'kesef. Because of v'shav b'kesef. V'ein li'ela b'kesef. All I know from here is that she can be partially redeemed b'kesef. Bishtar minayin. Now this bright sounds totally like Rebbe, and we'll have to see how that plays out. How do we know that with shtar she can also be partially redeemed? Let's start with how do we know that with shtar she's redeemed at all? Tamalom afdei lo niftato chufsha lo nitana. Chufsha, which is bishtar. Lan ho'omer v'chatav la sefer kritut. Oh, there's the la. Ma la lan bishtar v'kan bishtar. Just like divorces with a shtar, so similarly, chufsha is with a shtar. So far, all I know is she can be partially redeemed by kesef or fully redeemed by shtar. Chetzio b'shtar minayin. How do I know that she could even redeem partially by a shtar? There's a hekesh. Makishtar lekesef. Makesef ben kulo ben chetzio. Just like kesef works partially or fully, as we've seen. Avshtar nami ben kulo ben chetzio. Same thing with kesef with shtar. Good. Now that's the brayta. So bishlam mother of Yosef. So it works, this brayta works beautifully according to Rav Yosef after we rejected him. Because after we rejected him, Rav Yosef would have said that Rebbe and Chacham disagree both about shtar and kesef. And Hamani Rebbe, and then this brayta is fully Rebbe, who says both bishtar and bekesef, it works halfway. Elol Rabba, reish d'irakol b'sefer Rebbe. According to Rabbah, this is difficult, because the Braita seems to be seamless, and yet the beginning of the Braita seems to be, according to Rabbah, Divrei HaKol. Everybody agrees that Kesef can go halfway, according to Rabbah. But by the end, when we say that Shtar works halfway, that's only Rebbe. So you're going to say that the Braita starts out as Divrei HaKol and then becomes Rebbe without telling us? Amar Lecha in Reisha Divrei HaKol V'Seifa Rebbe. The Reisha, indeed, the Reisha is Divrei HaKol, and the Seif is Rebbe. We're going to fine-tune this in a minute. Rav Ashi Amar, Rebbe Hi. Rav Ashi says the entire thing is Rebbe. In other words, the fact that other people agree with part of what he says doesn't make a difference. Elamat Nitin Diktani Mishachetzio Eved Vechetzio Ben Chorin. So if that's the case, our Mishnah that talks about a half Eved, half Ben Chorin, So Bishlamah the Rabbah Mokim Abakesef at Divrei HaKol. He could say our Mishnah is Divrei HaKol. He's talking about a case where he was half redeemed Bekesef, which according to him everybody agrees about. Al Rav Yosef, Flamer Rebbe Hivel Rabbanan. According to Rav Yosef, we're going to have to say that our Mishnah is Rebbe against Rabbanan. Because according to Rav Yosef, Rabbanan could never imagine a possibility of a half Eved, half Ben Chorin. Aha, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, no, there's still a way to have it, actually, very simply, the way that I described it originally, which is, Be'eved Shal Shnei Shutfin V'Divrei HaKol. The Machloka between Rebbe and Chachamim is talking about a case where one guy owns an Eved and he liberates half or accepts money for half. That, you have a Machloka about. But Ravina says everybody will agree, Rabbana will agree that if an Eved is owned by two separate people, like two brothers, for instance, or two partners, and one of them liberates him, that certainly is valid, and the other half certainly is still an Eved, and that's both Bekesef and Bishtar, and that could be the circumstance of our Mishnah. Okay, we'll pause here and pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, continuing our discussion about Rebbe and the Rabbanan. And taking us to the next Mishnah, Daf Mem Gimel, Amud Bet. Everyone should have a wonderful day.